Welcome to Riverfront Stadium in Cincinnati, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Cincinnati Reds. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Don Kessinger. Batting second. The second baseman, Glenn Beckert. Batting third. The left fielder, Billy Williams. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Ron Santo. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Joe Pepitone. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Willie Smith. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Johnny Callison. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jack Hyatt. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Milt Pappas. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Milt Pappas. For the Cincinnati Reds. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Pete Rose. Batting second. The center fielder, Bobby Tolan. Batting third. The third baseman, Tony Perez. Batting fourth. The catcher, Johnny Bench. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Bernie Carbo. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Lee May. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Tommy Helms. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Darryl Chaney. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim McLaughlin. Pitching for the Cincinnati Reds, Jim McLaughlin. And now, play ball. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards first. May scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Kessinger for the out. One out. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert hits a ball on the ground towards third. Perez fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Pete Rose is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rose hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bobby Tolan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tolan hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez strikes out. Two outs. Johnny Bench is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bench hits a fly ball into center field. Pepitone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo hits a pop-up towards first. May settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Pepitone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepitone hits a fly ball into right field. Rose settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Helms scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two. With the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Bernie Carbo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carbo hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pappas fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May strikes out. Two outs. Tommy Helms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Helms hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Johnny Callison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callison hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Rose. Callison reaches second base with a double. Jack Hyatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hyatt hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Callison scores. It's 1-0, Cubs. Milt Pappas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pappas hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McLaughlin throws to second for one, and Cheney throws the ball away attempting to make the double play. Pappas moves to second. One out. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0 for 1 in the game. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McLaughlin fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 0 for 1 in the game. Beckert hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McLaughlin fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Darryl Chaney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chaney takes first base on ball 4. Jim McLaughlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Chaney. The throw from Hyatt and he is out, Kessinger applying the tag. One out. Jim McLaughlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McLaughlin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pete Rose is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rose is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Rose strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Reds nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Rose. Williams reaches second base with a double. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0 for 1 in the game. Santo hits a fly ball into left field. Carbo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Pepitone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepitone is 0 for 1 in the game. Pepitone hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Williams moves to third. Willie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 1 in the game. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards short. Chaney fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Bobby Tolan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tolan is 0 for 1 in the game. Tolan hits a ball on the ground towards first. Smith scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Tolan for the out. One out. Tony Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez is 0 for 1 in the game. Perez takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Bench is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bench is 0 for 1 in the game. Bench hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Perez moves to second. Two outs. Bernie Carbo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carbo is 0 for 1 in the game. Carbo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Reds nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Johnny Callison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callison is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Callison hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Rose who is chasing the ball. Callison reaches third base with a triple. Jack Hyatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hyatt is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hyatt hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Bench settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Milt Pappas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pappas is 0-for-1 in the game. Pappas hits a fly ball into left field. Carbo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Callison tags and scores. Two outs. It's 2-0, Cubs. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0-for-2 in the game. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cheney scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-1 in the game. May hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tommy Helms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Helms is 0-for-1 in the game. Helms takes first base on ball 4. Darryl Chaney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chaney is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Chaney hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Kessinger fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. Two outs. Jim McLaughlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McLaughlin is 0-for-1 in the game. McLaughlin strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Reds nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 0-for-2 in the game. Beckert hits a ball on the ground towards third. Perez fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Williams hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. May settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0-for-2 in the game. Santo hits a fly ball into right field. Rose settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Pete Rose is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rose is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Rose hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Tolan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tolan is 0-for-2 in the game. Tolan hits a fly ball into right field. Callison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Perez hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pappas fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Reds nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Joe Pepitone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepitone is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Pepitone hits a ball on the ground towards first. May scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Pepitone for the out. One out. Willie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-2 in the game. Smith hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-0, Cubs. Johnny Callison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callison is 2-for-2 in the game, with a double and a triple. Callison hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Helms settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jack Hyatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hyatt is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hyatt hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McLaughlin fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Johnny Bench is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bench is 0-for-2 in the game. Bench hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bernie Carbo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carbo is 0-for-2 in the game. Carbo hits a ball on the ground towards first. Smith fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Smith. Bench goes all the way around to score. Carbo moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 3-1 Cubs. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-2 in the game. May hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hyatt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy Helms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Helms is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Helms hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Carbo scores. That run is unearned. It's 3-2, Cubs. Jimmy Stewart pinch hits for Darryl Chaney. Jimmy Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Santo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Angel Bravo pinch hits for Jim McLaughlin. Angel Bravo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bravo hits a fly ball into left field. William settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Reds 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Dave Concepcion now playing shortstop. Wayne Granger now pitching. Al Spangler pinch hits for Milt Pappas. Al Spangler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spangler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Helms scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0-for-3 in the game. Kessinger hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 0-for-3 in the game. Beckert hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kessinger moves to second. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Granger fields it and throws to second for the out. Kessinger moves to third. Two outs. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0-for-3 in the game. Santo hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Kessinger scores. Williams moves to second. It's 4-2, Cubs. Joe Pepitone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepitone is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Pepitone hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Helms scoops it up and throws to first, with Granger covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Reds 2. The Reds will come to bat. Phil Regan now pitching. Pete Rose is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rose is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Rose takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Tolan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tolan is 0-for-3 in the game. Tolan hits a ball on the ground towards first. Smith fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Tony Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Perez takes first base on ball 4. Tolan moves to second. Johnny Bench is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bench is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bench hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Callison. Bench reaches second base with a double. Tolan scores. Perez goes all the way around to score. It's Cubs, 4, Reds, 4. Larry Gura now pitching. Pat Corrales pinch hits for Bernie Carbo. Pat Corrales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Corrales strikes out. 2 outs. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-3 in the game. May is walked intentionally. Tommy Helms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Helms is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Helms takes first base on ball 4. Bench moves to third. May moves to second. Roberto Rodriguez now pitching. Ty Klein pinch hits for Dave Concepcion. Ty Klein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klein hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bench scores. May scores. Helms moves to second. It's 6-4, Reds. Wayne Granger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Granger strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Reds 6, and the Cubs 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Pat Corrales now catching. Johnny Bench now playing left field. Woody Woodward now playing shortstop. Willie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards first. May scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Smith for the out. 1 out. Johnny Callison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callison is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a triple. Callison hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Helms settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jack Hyatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hyatt is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Hyatt hits a fly ball into left field. Bench settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cincinnati Reds, 6, and Chicago Cubs, 4. Goodbye from Riverfront Stadium in Cincinnati.